Hey, it's Scott Hansman. It's Azure Friday, and I'm talking with Gautam Thapar.
Hello.
He's PM on the Azure team, and we're checking out Resource Manager.
That's correct.
And we're in the new Azure portal. This is pretty cool. So this is my real, you've never seen this before.
I have, actually, yes.
This is good.
This is good, yeah.
Okay, so this is the new Azure portal with my real account. And as I said to you before, I run, you know, 16, 18 websites that are real. I went into the portal at portal.azure.com, and people can do that as well.
Mm-hmm, that's correct.
And it did some migrations, I assume, because we're having a new experience here. Can you walk me through what resource management means within the new portal?
Yeah, so Resource Manager itself is a set of new capabilities that we've announced, which sort of fundamentally changes the way you end up deploying, managing, and visualizing your application, if you may, in Azure. So as you said, this particular subscription that you have already had a bunch of resources deployed, websites and so on and so forth. Mm-hmm. In the new world, we would like for there to be an application container called the Resource Group. And this container specifically hosts all your resources that comprise your application. Mm-hmm. So given your websites didn't exist in this container before, by default, we end up placing them in containers that the platform generates for you. Mm. So if you were to just go ahead and try to browse for resource groups, you would be able to see a bunch of these resource groups already created for you. So the way they're organized for you right now is if you see there's two for your SQL, there's two for your web. So we lit up the web workload in build 2014, which had websites coming from the web resource provider and SQL databases coming from the SQL resource provider. So they basically split up these resources into resource groups that are split by the location that they're deployed into. Mm-hmm. So all SQL databases deployed in East US go in this resource group called Default SQL East US. And similarly, the websites go in the region specific to that. So you have Default Web West US. So if you go ahead and click on one of these things, you will actually be able to see the resource that is deployed inside that particular group. So you have 17 websites deployed here. Mm-hmm. Let's go to another one right here for the North Central US. You have two instances of this website deployed here. If you actually go and click on this website, you'll be able to see details. So I believe that's the name of the website.
Yeah, yeah. So this is my podcast here, mm-hmm. and then this is one that I was learning on in the same location.
So what's interesting about this whole resource group construct is it's that this becomes your lifecycle boundary for all your resources. So things like billing aggregated to the resource group level and status aggregated to the resource group level itself or events and so on and so forth, they just become naturally and organic to the platform itself.
I see. So in this case, while it's location-based because you needed something, mm-hmm. you needed to draw a line around a group of resources by default.
That is correct.
But in the future, if I were going to deploy Hansel Minutes, I would maybe call the resource group Hansel Minutes.
Absolutely. Let's try that, actually. Why don't we go ahead and hit New right here and then say I want to deploy a website. And what you would see here is this new blade that launches in front of you. And what we have for you is you enter a bunch of details.
Okay. My new super website.
And then you can choose the whole web hosting plan for this website.
Mm-hmm.
So this is, let's actually go ahead and do that. I'm not very good with
touch. That's fine. So it doesn't matter where I put it, I suppose.
Just use web, you can use the one that already exists.
So so I'll put it in North Central.
Yep, that's correct. And then you have the resource group name itself, right? So you could use an existing one where the resource actually gets deployed in the same resource group, or you can come up with a new one. So actually, if you say click this,
Well, and in fact, here at the bottom, I've got a new resource group I made before that I named myself. So Hanselman Work Group could be a resource group.
You could use the same one, yes.
So this one is one I made myself, mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. I named it. And that could be, that can contain websites and resources.
Any other resource as well. So like I said, there's only a couple of resources that we've lit behind the platform right now. Mm-hmm. But in the future, all resources must live in a resource group. So any provider that provides any resources, take example of virtual machines, take example of networks and so on and so forth, everything must exist in a resource group. So you can come up with your own composites of what lives in a resource group. Essentially, what's your app? As opposed to just deploying a la carte today, one resource at a time, and then trying to actually join the two together.
So it was really up to me how I want to name it. At my company, I could have a staging and a test and a dev, or I could do it by application or by a division of my company. It's really up to me.
Absolutely. We wanted to sort of bring in the flexibility in deploying these resource groups. What that meant is for scenarios where the definition itself of a resource group is defined by the resources that go inside it. You could start naming it dev, test, prod, or by you know chunks of your application itself where things that actually have a common lifecycle, they stay in that particular resource group.
So here that new website has just shown up in that group, and then after I ran it for a while, it would show up and put the amount of money here.
That's correct.
I don't have money for amounts for this one, but if we go and switch over, let's say, to West US, and of course, we've just actually switched over our billing cycle, so a lot of these are free, but I can see at least this one here has cost me $6. So this is actually going to show me the amounts by resource within the group and then aggregate them in the group itself.
That is correct. And the web hosting plan that you see in front of you right now, this is sort of a plan that associates with a group of websites. So this current plan is actually costing you about $6.91 or whatnot.
Ah, that's pretty cool. And what else can I do with a resource group? Is it mostly about organization and billing?
So organization and billing is definitely a part of it. Monitoring is another aspect of it. So you want to be able to see status and events based on your web. So for example, on your resource group in one single place. So let's actually go and click on the events for this particular thing.
All right.
So if you click on this, what it actually shows you is all the events that for each resource that actually got deployed in this resource group. So any action that gets triggered on any resource in this particular resource group, you'll be able to actually see in this particular resource group aggregated view itself. And then from a deployment standpoint, as I mentioned, this new resource manager offering is more about bringing in the application as the user sees fit into the Azure world as opposed to very resource-centric views that are existing today in the management portal. So what that means is the user has the ability to model his entire application and then submit it to the platform and saying, hey, here's a template that defines my application, please go and deploy it. So that's what, and each template sort of instantiates into a resource group. So that's another benefit of the resource group itself.
I see. So that's interesting that this is that the way that you phrase that, because currently with Hansel Minutes, my podcast, I've got the website kind of, that's the thing I focus on. And I sometimes forget that the SQL is also, you know, part of the website, but I can't see it in the current portal.
Absolutely. So what you have to do in the current portal is, in the left pane, you have a websites tab. You click on it, see all your websites there. Then you have to browse over to the SQL tab or your service tab, and then be able to actually see your SQL databases. But in this new world, if you actually start deploying these composites or your application itself, the resource group will show you all your resources together. So you can manage them together, visualize them together, and so on.
And here we can see that I've got my websites pinned. I can also take my resource group and then pin that as well.
Absolutely.
So then here I've got a website, a website, a website, and then now this particular work group, and then I've got quick access to that.
That is correct.
Very cool. That's a great intro to resource management and resource groups on the new Azure portal. It's Azure Friday. Mm-hmm.